Pittsburgh Pirates route quickly. And so is this guy, Pirates starting pitcher. 3-1 on the year, an ERA of just 1.93. Tied for the NL League with 3 wins. Top 10 in the National League in ERA. The pride of Rancho Bernardo High School. The Pirates are 12-6. They're in first in the NL Central, and they're at Philadelphia tonight, 7.05 p.m. Eastern start. Trevor Williams of the Pirates is my guest. Trevor, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, Jim. All's well on my end.
Good. It's great to have you on. Trevor, the team is off to a great start. You personally have had a really strong start, so let me start right there. What has been the biggest difference for you from last year to this year, and how proud are you of the way that you've gotten out?
I think the biggest difference is the year of experience. I'm a big believer in, you know, experience is the best developer. I got punched in the mouth a few times last year with some bad starts, and, you know, learning from that and carrying it over start to start is huge. So, I'm proud of the way that we're off to a great start. You know, I think going into this season, there were a lot of question marks. So I'm glad that we're surprising some people and we're playing some great baseball.
Trevor Williams, my guest. You know, he didn't put it the way you just put it, but Clint Hurdle said something about that. He said, quote, "This man has a feel to pitch beyond his years. He identifies what's working, how it's working, what's not working, and he goes," end quote. It's really high praise for a young pitcher. What's it mean to hear that from your manager?
It's great. You know, we've had 2 years now under our belt with a relationship, so he knows how I work, and he knows that he can trust me now. And, you know, the biggest thing as a rookie pitcher is to earn the trust of your manager so you can go deeper into games. There were some times last year where, you know, that wasn't able to happen, but now that we have that relationship built and, you know, the consistency that I've shown, that we're able to go deeper into games. And, you know, I don't have the sexiest stuff as a pitcher, and I have to, you know, really identify what's working and how I can get some big league hitters out.
Trevor Williams, my guest. You know, in the offseason, all the talk was about the Cubs, the Brewers, but there you are leading the Central. It's early, but you are on top right now. So what was the vibe like back in spring training, and when did you get the sense that this team could be, if not a special team, and it might be that, but certainly better than everybody thought?
It was coming into spring training. We all kind of sat down as a team and we had to kind of come together. You know, we had some key departures that during the offseason for us, and you know, a lot of teams in the Central were getting big name guys, whether it was a free agent signing or some big trade acquisition or big trades. So it was one of those things where we just had to come together as a team. And you know what? It is what it is. We have a good team in this clubhouse right now, and it's been showing. We played well in spring training, and it's carried over into the season.
So as you post on Instagram, this trip to Philly is Dad's trip, 2018. And I want to go back a little bit to your first Major League win. Your dad, Richard, was there, and you gave him the ball afterwards. And if you've seen the video, it's hard not to get emotional. What do you remember about that game and that moment?
You know, that moment is very special for us. It's obviously really raw. You know, my wife and baby were at that game, as well as my brother and my uncle. And, you know, all the hours that my dad has taken me to baseball games, driven me all over the country, and all the, you know, the countless hours of practice, it all came down, and it was all worth it for that moment. Even if that was only going to be my only experience in the big leagues, you know, all that training, all that sacrifice was worth it in that moment. And it was just really raw. It's something that we're never going to forget as a family.
Hey, Trevor, can I tell you, being a father now, I've got two kids, 2 sons, 17 and 13. They both play travel ball. I've got 1 son in high school baseball. I've got such a greater appreciation for that moment than I ever would have. I mean, we could talk for hours about what that one single moment made, that your family made that sacrifice, that you made those sacrifices, that you got through, that you won that game. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Like, your dad's a Padres season ticket holder, and he started taking to you games right after you were born. He'd bring you in a car seat. Now that the two of you have a pregame catch on a major league field,
like
what is that like?
It's wild. You know, it's both of our dreams, really. You know, I have my major league dream, and he had his through mine, through me. So it's you know, a culmination of everything that we've gone through as a family. That moment was especially raw for us because he was still going through cancer. So there's layers of this, of the context of what was going on in that moment during that snapshot of, you know, like, of our family. But it's a moment I will never forget. You know, it's a moment that you dream of when you're first big league appearance, but you know, there's nothing that can prepare you for that embrace afterwards, and just, you know, having everything come together, and we knew all was right in the world in that moment.
Trevor Williams joining us. Great, great moment. We've got a station in San Diego, 97.3, the Fan, where they're the Padre station. And you were a huge Padre fan, huge Padres fan growing up. What is some of your memories from going to Padres games? And who was your guy? Who was your Padre?
We went to so many Padres games. Like you said, we have family season tickets, and my dad still goes to, you know, every game he can at home. I grew up watching Trevor Hoffman and Tony Gwynn, but my favorite Padre of all time is Ken Caminiti. So I would remember him throwing the ball across the diamond from his knees. I'd see him snapping bats over his leg. They were fun teams to watch. And I'm still a fan. I'll still keep up. There's some big offseason moves for them, but being a San Diego Padres fan was great growing up, and I had a great time, and I fell in love with the game that way.
Trevor Williams joins us. You know, I always say this, Trevor, I can't play favorites because I've got a job to do. I got to be objective. Cammy was definitely my favorite Padre. I love Ken Caminiti. He was something else.
He was the best, and now that I've been in pro ball and I'm around coaches that have played with him or either coached him, you know, it just reinforces my love for him, and guys say that he was one of the best.
Such a gamer. Now, as mentioned in the intro, you're the pride of Rancho Bernardo High School, and you're one of three pitchers in the Pirates clubhouse who were all CIF San Diego selections back in 2010, which is mind-blowing. What's it say about high school baseball in San Diego that three of you are in the same big league clubhouse?
It was wild. I found that piece of paper my dad was moving out of an apartment, so I was going through some boxes, and it was funny, I didn't know who one of the guys on there, his name was Stephen Brawl, and I didn't know him until I joined the Pirates organization. And it was funny that we were right next to each other on all San Diego CIF section. And then Joe Musgrove, and we just got finished playing a series against the Rockies, and their starting catcher's Tony Wolters, and he was also on that list. So it's wild that there's so much baseball talent in Southern California, you know, mainly in San Diego. It goes to show the travel baseball and the high school coaching is top-notch in San Diego, and I'm very thankful I grew up in San Diego so I can get that.
There's some great baseball down there. Now, you and Brault host the IMHO podcast together. Rumor has it that he took Musgrove's sister to the prom or something like that. Is that true? Is that how that went?
That's true, and he didn't tell us until about 3 weeks into spring training. So it was a surprise for everybody. It's one of those things where, you know, when we're introducing ourselves, hey, this is our new teammate, Joe Musgrove. By the way, I took his sister to prom. It wasn't in a romantic sense. So we gave him the clear for not letting us know for 3 weeks.
Yeah, better that he got out in front of that and laid that out before he found out about that. Now, you and Brault have that podcast. One of the topics you've tackled is best pizza toppings. Lay it out for me. What is the best pizza topping? What is the worst?
For me, the best pizza topping is pepperoni. I think that's a staple for any pizza. For me, when I hear pizza, it's just a plain pepperoni pizza. My worst, we didn't do worst. I was a big anti-pineapple on pizza guy. I used to be really, really anti it. And then I had a slice of it in New York last year. And now I'm okay with it. I'm not going to berate it as much as I used to.
Yeah, pineapple by itself or pineapple with like Canadian bacon?
Pineapple, Canadian bacon, a nice Hawaiian combo.
I got you. Last thing then, the really important stuff. The two of you also have addressed other issues like Nintendo 64 games. How many gamers are there on the team? How many of them truly appreciate the Nintendo 64, though?
Well, that was the bummer about our podcast. Usually we have teammates on, you know, ranking certain things. And this is the only one in our clubhouse where guys weren't really enthusiastic like Steven and I were about the N64. So there's a lot of gamers in our clubhouse. I'm not as big of a gamer as I used to be, but I used to crush Nintendo 64, and so did Steven, which is why we made a podcast episode about that.
So GoldenEye or Mario Kart?
I like GoldenEye a lot.
Mario Kart just ruined a lot of relationships for me in college. So it was, GoldenEye is a little more team-friendly than Mario Kart.
All right, Pirates out quickly, and not only are they on top in the NL Central, but Trevor Williams 3-1 and ERA of under 2. Also, top 10 in the league in ERA. Trevor, really nice to have you on the show. Great interview. Appreciate the conversation. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.
Trevor, have a great day. Trevor Williams. I want to go back to that. He's got three guys in his clubhouse that were all CIF in San Diego in 2010. It's incredible. Three guys in the same clubhouse on a major league team.